Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, whatever's on your mind for a game, 248-539-9797. All right, Gator.
What do you got there?
I got some hot honey chicken, some potatoes. And
smells pretty good.
Yeah, leftovers today for lunch. But anyway, so did you see they announced the halftime performer for Thanksgiving?
I did.
Do you care?
I do not.
You don't care. You know Shaboozy, right?
I don't.
Don't you?
At all? Like,
nope.
Never heard of him?
I heard him a week ago because he was in town.
Yes, he was.
That's
the bar song. You haven't heard a bar song?
But before that he was coming in town, you'd like never even heard of him, right?
Nope.
And so you don't know any of his songs?
I mean, I've been Shaboozy on occasion or two.
So here's the thing about Shaboozy and this song that everybody loves. It's so formulaic to me. It's like one of these songs. It's like got this catchy chorus, and I just feel like it's, you know, they music out of a lab, and yet
AI.
I can't stop singing the damn song.
It's a fun song, man. There's nothing wrong with that. It's meant to get everybody going.
We got it, don't we?
Yeah, we got it.
All right,
this is Gator's first time hearing the song?
You've never heard this song?
I mean, I don't think so. Unless,
I think this would be a good karaoke song, too. Get the whole crowd going a little bit. But anyways, here we go.
I don't think it's that hard to sing. Go ahead and start playing. Do you have it queued up to the chorus? Or
do we have to watch for language in this or no?
Well, I hope not. I hope whoever put it in did the work for us.
Sketchy decision here at the Carson Anderson program.
Here we go.
All right. Does this ring a bell at all?
Is this Oasis?
They did country.
Yeah. So you
today's gonna be the day.
Nothing? This does nothing? You've never heard this?
Nope.
I couldn't stop singing it this weekend, and I started butchering the words just to make my kids roll their eyes. Everybody at the bar is named Nipsey. No, Dad, that's not it. I know. One. Here comes the two to the three to the four. No? You've never heard this?
No.
Should I be embarrassed that I find this so damn catchy? I love it.
No, but if you're embarrassed, then millions and millions of Americans are embarrassed too,
whiskey.
Then.
You don't know this song.
I don't listen to country, so I don't know this song.
Fifth Street.
It's on every pop station.
Yeah, I don't listen to pop music either. But
so anyway, he's going to be.
This is so not in my wheelhouse.
He's going to be halftime.
Unless this ends up showing up on an episode of Yellowstone in the next few weeks.
Which it could. This is going to be the halftime. He will be the halftime performer at Thanksgiving. That's one.
That's a good get for the.
It actually seems like a huge get.
Yeah.
I never forget when Kid Rock played at halftime and played that Detroit, Michigan song. And I think that was the only time it was ever played anywhere. I never heard it after that.
Yeah, play the good stuff. Play the stuff at Free Bird.
Sorry, only 80s doo-wop Billy Joel. That's it.
Yeah, you can't try the new stuff on a national stage like this. What we know you for. Just for Gator. Gator don't know you, but.
I will admit, I absolutely love that song. And whenever it comes, and my kids, it's only a matter of time that they turn on Shaboozy and a bar song because Dad likes it. They did the same thing with Post Malone. I like Post Malone, and they're like, yeah, okay, I don't. What's her name? Pops up all the time.
Shania Twain.
No. Another one that I really like, and I can't think
Somebody
of.
Carpenter.
No, she does.
Ariana Grande.
The one that says the Minnesota Vikings song. What the hell's her name?
Carrie Underwood.
No. What the hell's her name? I'm completely blanking. Kids hate her too now.
Patti LaBelle.
No, it's not Patti. Lizzo. God, Lizzo. Sorry. Because I like Lizzo, the kids that don't like Lizzo. I ruin it for them. So I got Lizzo, Post Malone, and soon to be Shaboozy. I've ruined. Shaboozy have anything else? Why am I asking?
What are you looking at me?
Kang, does Shaboozy have any other songs?
He does, but this is clearly the most popular song. I mean, you're asking Gator to go deep into his catalog or something?
No, I was asking you, really.
Okay. It would be my assumption this is the first album he's released and he's got a big hit on his hands here, mm-hmm. and then people will discover the other stuff.
Yeah. So I am
that's the goal, man.
That.
Okay.
You should be in music management.
Probably should.
Second thing is, how stoked were you, Kang, on Sione Vaki's hit and on special teams?
You guys already knew I knew this. Did you see he was still engaged with the blocker?
Dude.
And then his left arm reached out and body slammed that guy.
If we didn't, because we have an embargo on texting each other during games, I wanted to text Kang so bad. And just one word. Truth.
Yeah. Kang calls
so I know
the
you
truth.
Guys don't like Pro Football Focus, but for what it's worth and for those that like it, for like what he does on special teams, he's one of the top 10 players in the league, I guess. Like he is, when Brad Holmes drafted him, he knew he was going to use him in every role possible, not just, you know, offensively. I can't wait till he plays safety at some point because like that's his natural position from college. But yeah, he can do it all. He can sing too. I bet you he can sing Shaboozy. Yeah. One, here comes
a two, ten, a three, ten, a four. It's not a hard song to sing.
Gator loves it when we do it.
Gator will be sick of this song by 4 o'clock this afternoon because you and I are going to keep it's so catchy and he hates that.
You think I'm going to listen to it at some point?
No, but I know you well enough to know that the shelf life on you tolerating Shaboozy isn't long.
You do know me well.
I do.
Might start with the name.
You literally have heard half of his hit. Once.
Yeah, I don't even know of half. Yeah.
Probably not even half.
It's just, it's not the style of music that's in my wheelhouse.
No.
I mean,
no, and I don't even know. Like, this is pop country, whatever you want to call it.
He's going to sing Wagon Wheel too, or no?
He probably does. I don't know. Everybody's starting to sing Wagon Wheel. That's one that.
I know. You know. It's get the acoustic guitar out and you get everybody singing with it. That's how it works. It's catchy.
Anyway,
Shaboozy. Why didn't you go to the concert last week?
Because I don't go to many concerts and I don't do anything during football season. I'm bye week. If it was a bye week, I might go.
It's true.
I
mean, you did miss Roger Klein and the Peacemakers a couple weeks ago.
I know. I swear to God, they're always here on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's never.
It's never on a weekend, Friday or Saturday.
No, it's never.
But anyway, so your boy Vaki. Kang, I was as soon as he made. It's funny he makes that play, and I'm like proud of you.
Talk about
because it's like I made it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can Sione Vaki? Can he sing Shaboozy?
Yeah, I just said. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he can.
He's got
man.
The pipes, right?
Yes, voice of an angel, my friend.
Well, catchy Fergie tune. I'll give him that.
Tackle like the devil, though.
Look out!
We will. We'll ask him. If Vaki can sing Shaboozy. So the other thing I wanted to bring up is Albert Breer did a really good column in the wake of the Lions win over Houston. And he wrote, remember at the beginning of the Dan Campbell era, the coordinators were Anthony Lynn and Aaron Glenn. And when the Lions took over, when this regime, I should say, took over the Lions, they had the pieces in place to have a pretty good offensive line. They had Decker and Ragnow already, and they immediately added Penei Sewell. They trade for Goff, and they get Amon-Ra in their first draft. So you're talking about the groundwork was kind of there for a decent offense. Defense, they didn't have much. And that first year, 3-13-1, and then 1-6 to start the next year, people were calling for Aaron Glenn's head.
Well, remember in the first year, was it the start of the second year when they changed the defensive backs coach?
Yeah.
And Aaron Glenn said, I'm going to, you know, take this over. Was Dre Bly the coach?
It was Aubrey Pleasant.
Aubrey Pleasant, that's right. And they changed things up and took ownership of it, and things started to change a little bit. It also defensively started to change when you have the second pick overall and you use it on an edge rusher like Aiden Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a contribution from James Houston in the second half of the season that was kind of out of left field. And you get Malcolm Rodriguez that, wow, who's this guy? He's kind of interesting to watch. And Alex Anzalone, as a free agent addition, ends up being as good as he has been and has gotten better every year. And is kind of like one of the heartbeats of this defense. They've really vastly improved things on the defensive side. The offensive side feels like, okay, there were pieces there on the offensive line, and then you draft Penei Sewell, which was the smartest draft pick ever. And Goff has been great, and they've added some pieces here and there. Some veterans have come in, and some rookies have played roles too. But the defense feels like it's more growth.
Dude, you think, and he replaced the offensive coordinator. He stuck with Aaron Glenn, yeah. Replaced the offensive coordinator, and now Aaron Glenn, he's got some pieces to work with. And look, I know in coaching everybody loves, look at the roster. They don't have anything. And look what this coach is doing. Okay, fine. That does happen every once in a while, but mostly you do need the players. And as they populated this defense with some talent, now Aaron Glenn is shining. And it's funny because they populated with talent. And then we've taken talent away. Guys have gotten hurt, especially up front, and they've still been surviving and actually, in some situations, thriving defensively and holding Houston to field goals and holding Jordan the Jordan Love-led Packers offense off the board till a meaningless late touchdown.
They held Houston to 288 yards.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
2 yards per carry on the ground. They had 2 interceptions and 4 sacks in the game, and they pressured the quarterback, or they hit the quarterback 7 times.
Here's my favorite stat from the game, and this is a Doug stat. I didn't see this anywhere else, so tell me what this is worth. In the first half, Houston ran 6.33 plays per possession. In the first 6 possessions of the second half, right up until they missed the field goal, they averaged 3.67. They barely were getting first downs. They almost averaged 3 and outs in the second half. That's incredible. Halftime adjustment.
It's a great job. And I think every team around this league, every owner around this league that's ready to fire their head coach is looking at Aaron Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be on the tops of a lot of people's lists, particularly those teams that had offensive-minded head coaches they're going to fire. Usually the next time they get a coach, they go to the defensive side. How do you not look at Aaron Glenn and say, that's a guy I want to talk to?
Open lines, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.